Thank you. And with that, it gives me great pleasure to hand the meeting over to Leah.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Leah Menadic.
Hi, Leah.
Hello, everyone. I'm so nervous, actually. I haven't thought at all what to say today. I'm very good at procrastinating, so I also procrastinated to think about what to say. And yeah, I've been just put on new meds. I'm bipolar as well. I've been diagnosed a while ago, and they swapped my meds, and I'm feeling actually quite drowsy. I can't really focus. My thoughts are all over the place, but I really wanted to do this chair tonight, even though, you know, this is happening, because all behaviour will be not doing anything which is slightly uncomfortable. I would always bail out, let people down, and, you know, go for the easier options, and that would be use or drink or eat loads of food and isolate and all that. So it's a real honour to do. I always try to say yes to do a chair, you know, no matter where it is or what the circumstances are, because I think in recovery for me it's quite important to get out of my comfort zone, you know, and practice to do things I don't really like to do or don't really, because that is life, you know. It's like I don't really, if I could, I probably would just hang out and chill out and, you know, be with my friends 24/7, and I can't really do that, you know. So I think the first NA meeting I went to was about March last year, and I went to one in the area where I used to live, and I had no clue what they were talking about. There was like this big poster like at the back with the steps, and I remember my mind was racing at the time anyway, but I did really not understand what that was all about. So if there are any newcomers who feel that way right now, don't even try and understand them. Just you know, they will come automatically. We understand what people, you know, what they mean. And so, you know, and also I was told then to try loads of different meetings, not just stick to the one, but I didn't. I just went to Dad and I was like, oh my God, I'm not as bad. I obviously don't belong here. The thing is, I did relate to everything what they say, but I think it's that, you know, you always try to find a way to not be an addict and find a way to carry on using. And, you know, I haven't lost my home yet. I still have a bed. So therefore, I can't come into those rooms. And but anyway, so a few months later, I just carried on, and then I went to treatment, and that's where I got familiar with the steps and started working down there, and they made it very, very clear for me that I need to go to NA, or, you know, if I want to carry on staying clean. For me, it's quite simple. Treatment got me clean, and this is the rooms keep me clean. They really do. I couldn't live without NA. I think it's so important to have this identification and, you know, be amongst people who understand your thoughts, understand the way you think, understand the way you act. You know, that obsessive behavior, the compulsion, you know, compulsive with many things. You know, these days it's not necessarily about the drugs for me. You know, there is there's a lot of things I can be obsessive and compulsive about, you know, and I was very surprised about it, actually. I was like, what the fuck is going on, you know? I thought I'd put my drugs down and then, you know, things are going to be all right. And I'm not there where I thought I would be. I thought, I'm really not. I thought I could get out of treatment, and I raced through the steps as well. You know, I kind of thought, I'm going to work them really quickly, and I'll be recovered. You know, I'll literally, you know, and I'm 15 months. I was 15 months on Monday, and thank you. But, you know, I didn't do it alone at all. It was with the help of a lot of people, and I found it very difficult at the beginning as well to really ask for help, because like my whole life I tried to be perfect. I tried to be pretend to be well. I never said I had a problem. I was always caretaking and people pleasing, and like inside I was crumbling, like literally crumbling. And then I would feel resentful towards everyone because they didn't know what was going on, and I was like, why the fuck does nobody understand me, bastards? And you know, it's really nice not having to do that anymore. And actually, Leo, if you want help, ask for it, share honestly, you know, call people, you know, and I do that now. And people, it's amazing how people are there for to help you. I'm surprised every time I call somebody and they're like, all right, let's get through, you know, let's go through this. And I'm like, well, you know, wow, you know. And I think it's quite my journey of using was very similar to a lot of people, of what I've heard. It's like started smoking weed and drinking at 13, and then it just progressed quite quickly, but manageable, because I kind of stopped as well in the between, and kind of, you know, my grades would go down, and then I was like, okay, fuck, I need to stop. So I stopped through it a bit and always came back, and then at some point it just, you know, no matter what, I couldn't stop. And had to do many things which I wasn't proud of. I'm still not proud of, but the beauty of this program is I don't need to be ashamed anymore. And I was ashamed for a long, long time, you know. I think... got a blank. Shame and guilt and remorse, and that if you got all that, that obviously keeps you using. And I think that's why the steps in NA are so important. I don't think I would be clean if I wouldn't work the steps, because I really need to change. I need to change my behavior, I need to change the way of I think. And I need to, most importantly, I need to let go of my past. You know, I don't need to worry about my past anymore today. I still worry about the future, but I try to stay in the present. I really do. And if I don't, I've got a lovely sponsor who reminds me of that. Reminds me, like, Leah, you know, you're exactly where you're meant to be. You don't need to be anywhere else where you just now, you know, at the moment, because I'm put on those meds again, and I've been going through stuff in my recovery, really obsessive and compulsive around food, and that like got me to rock bottom in recovery, and I'm doing 90-90 at the moment, you know, and that's perfect for me. It's great. And I do my studies and all the little bits and pieces I'm doing now around it, because recovery, no matter what, has to come first. It really has for me, because I used to put everything else first, and my health and my well-being. I put other people first. I put the drama first, you know, fucking drama queen. It's incredible. And I can still be. I really can, but, you know, it's... I know when I'm doing it, and I get so sick when I do it, and I'm just like, oh, this is not the place where I want to be, you know? Recovery is not easy, but it's, you know, nobody said it would be, but it's definitely much better than my using was, definitely, you know? I don't need to sleep with people for drugs anymore. I don't need to embarrass myself anymore on drugs. Like, you know, I don't think in the last 50 months I've done anything I'm really ashamed of. I'm really not. It's all right, Billy. you know what? It's so lovely to be here, because I'm amongst people. I don't know why I'm always nervous when I do a chair, because people, you know, we're all friends, and like people at the front row give me faces. Really trying hard to distract me, but it's this fellowship. I have made friends, which I never, you know. You're really good friends, and they're there for me no matter what. And I think that's something I really missed in my using, and thank you. What else? With my family these days, we are okay. We're quite good, actually. It's a bit. I start learning putting boundaries in. I just had a chat with a friend actually this afternoon about that whole thing of trying to, you know, because I'm clean now, I'm kind of wanting my parents to say, tap me on my back all the time and say, you know, you're doing really well, we're really proud of you. And I don't get that. I really don't. I get, why are you not working yet? I'm like, well, I'm trying, you know. Where are you going to leave? What are you going to do? And, oh, but, yeah, it's, you know, I know. It's okay because they're not addicts. And they don't know what it means to be an addict. And that's okay, you know? I can't expect everyone to understand how I work. And that's why I go to meetings, to get the identification and, you know, to share with people, and I don't need to tell them everything either, you know. It's just, I've got my own life now, and before it was very much like, you know, I stole for them, I overcharged, I made up ridiculous amounts how much university would cost, and then spend it on loads of drugs and other things. And, you know, that was another thing in my whole life. I kind of look for something to make me complete, and I tried it with so many things. I tried it with, you know, thoughts, if I go to uni, that will make me a better person, and that will. And I came into recovery, and I actually stopped going to university because I realised that's not what I want to do. It's really not, and I don't need to. Maybe in a few years' time, maybe I want to go back, but at the moment, I'm quite happy not having a university degree because. Do you know I'm good enough? And I don't really, you know, deep down in my heart, I just need to live. I can create my own life, and I don't need to kind of live and impress anyone at all, you know? What time is it?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. I think I'll just wrap up because I do feel quite drowsy, actually, and yeah, I do. Well, you know what? Now with the bipolar thing is as well. It's you know, when I never wanted to surrender to this as well, that I've got something else than an addiction. I was really pissed off when people told me I need to get on meds, and I wasn't some meds for a while, but. I just didn't want to get rid of the highs. I was like, yeah, you can get rid of my lows, but definitely not of the highs. And what happened, I would just crash all the time. And I've got a rapid cycle as well. So I got just to that time. I had to surrender as well and say, like, you know what? Doctors, tell me what to do. And I just think... I'm really glad I'm doing that now, and, you know, hopefully in a few weeks' time it will all level out. So, yeah, I think I'll just leave it there. Thank you. Thank you.